After 2 days of the Irani Cup match between new Ranji Trophy champions Karnataka and the rest of India's side, it is the former who have the upper hand. They put the rest into bat on day one in Bangalore, soon had them 12-3 as Vinay Kumar struck. Dinesh Kartik did hit 91 and his 67 for the 6th wicket with Amit Mishra. However, Vinay returned to end with 6-47, while Stuart Green took 3-35 and bowled out for 201. Karnataka then lost Robin O'Tapp and Ashok Dinda's opening over, but closed the day on 390 for 5. KL Rahul and Ganesh Satish began the recovery, adding 75 for the 2nd wicket, Satish eventually falling for 84. Karan Nair and Stuart Binney then shared an impressive 187 for the 5th wicket. Nair fell short before stumps for 92, with Binney unbeaten on 115 of just 107 balls. Dolphins beat league stage winners Cape Cobras last night in a thrilling final of South Africa's Ramslam T20 Challenge. Needing 14 off the final over and 6 off the final ball to force a super over, Justin Kemp did his best, but the ball bounced inside the rope and Cobras were defeated by just 2 runs. They shouldn't really have got that close to being reduced to 20-4 by wickets from Emthika Zizi Shazi, Carl Abbott and Robbie Freiling. Havistian Van Zyl and Sybrang Engelbrecht added 91 for the 5th wicket, while Kemp's cameo 21 off 12 balls took them close. Jacques Callis had earlier taken 4 for 26, helped shoot Dolphins to 146 for 8. Skipper Morne van Wake top score with 47, while David Miller hit 25 off 19 balls. Meanwhile, in the provincial T20 competition, the winners for Griqualand West over Namibia, Western Province over South Western Districts, for Gauteng against North West, and KwaZulu-Natal Inland over KwaZulu-Natal. That means 3-day leaders Western Province topped the coastal pool to winning 3 of their first 4 games, while Gauteng have won both of their 2 games, heading northwest in the inland pool on number of wins. Northwest gained 4 points from their earlier match against Free State, which was abandoned due to a dangerous pitch. The supposed resumption of Zimbabwe's domestic season never materialised, as the players elected to continue their boycott after still not being paid match fees as originally planned. It now seems likely that the squad, if it departs at all, will do so to Bangladesh for the ICC World 2020 next month, with no match practice under their belts this year. Canterbury extended their lead at the top of New Zealand's Plunkett Shield table by completing victory over Auckland. The Wizards set the Aces 361 in the 4th innings, after better than a runnable night from Dean Brown and Shanann Stewart, allowed them to clear at 332 for 4 in their 2nd innings. Auckland made a good fist of their chase, as Craig Kachopi hit 118, and exactly 100 with an aggressive Colin Munro. However, they were all out for 296, as Todd Aston and Ryan McCone each ended with 4 wickets. Central Districts then did the Wizards a favour by beating closest challengers Otago in Nelson. Otago had declared their first innings marginally behind the Stags, the rain had played its part on day one. The move backfired, as Jamie Howe smashed an unbeaten 207, set the Volts 412 to win. They quickly found themselves 20-4, as Jesse Ryder has his woes compounded by being the middle man in a care of Noah Barnett hat-trick. James Neesham led the recovery with 147 off 135 balls, but it was too little too late, and they were dismissed for 277. Seth Rantz enters the pick of the bowlers with 4 for 82. When the rain hit match in Wellington between Northern Districts and the hosts ended in a draw, but no play was possible on the final 3 days. The Knights had closed day one on 169 for 2. Red Shahi Division completed victory over Barisal Division yesterday, and moved to second in Bangladesh's National Cricket League after 2 rounds of matches. Barisal resumed on 48 for 2 and stood for 370, and were all out for 238. Delwar Hussain and Shafil Islam shared 7 of the wickets, with the form ending with match figures of 7 for 81. Iftikhar Naim top scored for Barisal with a resolute 75. Dhaka Metropolis were held to a draw by Stilett Division. Asif Ahmed completed a century, as Dhaka declared their 2nd innings at 293 for 7, set Stilett a hypothetical 325 for victory. They faced just 18 overs and finished on 72 for 1, the opener Sayyam Alam and Imtiaz Hussain scoring the bulk of those runs during a stand of 69. And a spirited second innings performance from Rangpur Division kept Kul Division to a draw. Kul declared early on the 4th day, setting Rangpur an unlikely 382 to win. They suffered an inauspicious start, losing opener Jaheed Javed for a duck. However, Naim Islam hit unbeaten 104, and a useful stand with Tariq Ahmed and Simon Ahmed, while putting on an unbroken 112 for the 5th wicket with Tanvir Haider. Jamaica secured top spot in Zone A of West Indies Nagico Super 50 by beating Guyana by 10 runs. Akuma Bonnet had been 122, their total of 243 for 7. Spinners Vera Sami Pamal and Abendra Bishu turned combined figures of 3 for 82 from 20 overs for Guyana. Openers Shibnarine Chandapur and Trevon Griffith then got their run chase off to a solid start by adding 88. However, things rather fell away thereafter, and they were all out for 233. Sheldon Cottrell and Andre Russell each picked up 3 wickets, while Tamar Lambert took 1 for 27 and missed 10 overs. Trinidad and Tobago secured a semi-final berth by trouncing hapless combined campuses and colleges. Dwayne Bravo and Jason Hammond each took 3 wickets as they bowled out for a tortured 98, as 3 of the Trinidad and Tobago bowlers conceded fewer than 20 runs from their 10 overs. Openers Lendl Simmons and Evan Lewis went on 65, set TNT on the path to a 7-wicket win in fewer than 17 overs. In Pakistan's Faisal Bank T20 Cup, Moulton Tigers topped Group B, beating Rawalpindi Rams by just 2 runs. The Tigers made 183 for 5, that's contributions from most of their top order, with the Rams then held 181 for 8, despite Yasin Murtaza, Mohammad Nawaz and Jamal Anwar doing their best towards the end. Kashif Naved backed up his earlier 26-ball 44 by taking 3 for 22. Silcott Stones made it 3 wins out of 3 by thrashing Quetta Bears. Harris Sahel hit 66 off 44 balls to lead the Stones to 154 for 8, despite a Farid Uddin taking 4 wickets from 2 overs. The Bears then struggled 82 for 9 in reply, as Hassan Ali, Raza Hassan and Abdurrahman each took at least 2 wickets. Peshawar Panthers handed Lahore Eagles a second defeat in Group C. Imran Khan took 3 for 16, as the Eagles struggled 104 for 9 after being asked to bat. The Panthers then recovered from a poor start to win by 7 wickets, with more than 4 overs to spare. Mohammed Fires and Adil Amin added an unbroken 67 for the 4th wicket. And in Group D, Abbottabad Falcons hammered Bahawalpur Stags. Yasir Hamid hit 97 not out of 68 balls, while Yunis Khan hit 71 off 47, as the Falcons amassed 200 for 1, being invited to bat. The Stags then limped 123 for 8, as Khalid Usman started with the ball with 3 for 17. Meanwhile, yesterday there were comfortable wins for Lahore Lions over Durham and Jamali Ibexes, as Umar Sadiq and Umar Akmal hit half centuries. Moulton Tigers beat Karachi Zebras, the Carnivals beat Karachi Dolphins as Imtiaz Ali took 4 for 16, and Silcott Stallions beat Hyderabad Hawks thanks to brisk half centuries of Imran Nazir and Sher Malik. The closest match was Faisalabad Wolves' 15-run win over Islamabad Leopards. That was built around a knock of 73 and 43 balls from Asif Ali.